Orale, pizzas! ¿Qué pasó? It's Corey Vincent, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by ElNerdReactor.com. We have a fantastic show. If you are listening to the day this podcast came out, it is, of course, Cinco de Mayo. And we want to give you a giant, great, big Feliz Cumpleaños to the great nation of Mexico. We have a lot of stuff going on this week. Aaron Carter is in the house. The real David Webb is in the house. David Webb, we call him. Madison Mata is also joining us on the show. There's a lot lined up. We're talking about Twitch streamers flashing their hoo-has. We're talking about, what else are we talking about? Marvel Civil War stuff, because of course that's launching in just a couple days. We talk about the Overwatch beta. We talk about the Overwatch beta. We talk about Star Wars, because it is, of course, May the 4th, the day we record this. There's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. So you're not going to want to miss this one. All that and so, so much more on this week's
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the right now.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one gaming podcast, period. End of sentence, en punto. That was for you guys tomorrow when you're listening to this. It will be Cinco de Mayo, and that is, of course, Mexican Christmas. So there you go. You just learned something.
Wow. Extremely racist.
It is.
That sounds just like a Trump supporter.
Technically, I think I have more Hispanic blood or sangre in my veins than the rest of you.
Isn't
so
that a drink?
Sangria.
Oh, my bad.
Sangria, huevo. So
that's terrible.
He watches a couple episodes of Narcos.
Yeah, I know, right?
And he thinks he's a Hispanic drug.
First of all,
exactly.
That's in Puerto Rico. No, that's Colombia, isn't it?
Oh.
Colombian drug lords?
Either way, whatever.
Yeah, I just like saying things.
It's all south of the border.
Speaking of south of the border, he is here. David Webb, welcome to the show.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. I like it. ¿Cómo está?
I didn't know you were Hispanic.
I'm the whitest Hispanic you're going to ever meet.
All right. Also joining us here, he is a mainstay of the Video Game Bang family, original co-founder of the podcast you're listening to, OG, the senpai from Grant High, the golden voice gangster, Aaron Carter.
Horrible.
What?
Every single time.
You like it.
No, I don't like the gangster.
Why? The golden voice gangster.
Stay away from
gangsters. You can't grow up on
kids.
Norwood.
Kids.
You cannot grow up on Norwood and not call yourself a gangster.
I have been...
weren't you accidentally in a gang?
Because no. Actually, Norwood is not that bad compared to South Sac.
Well, yeah.
Aaron,
yeah,
you're
comparatively.
That's right.
I mean, Sandra D's barbecue is down in South Sac, so...
What's that got to do with anything? It's barbecue, like, makes it bad?
No. It's just, it's racism. One of the most ethnically African-American restaurants that is, like,
with anything?
It's just, that it's right down there.
Corey, save her.
Grave digging.
Come on. Yeah.
She is digging her own grave early in the show.
What? Because I actually eat there?
Oh, I love having her on the show. Welcome back. It's been way too long, and we'll get to why it's been such a
Trump's biggest supporter.
No. Madison, a fellow martial artist, joins me in the studio.
You're a martial artist?
That's right.
I am now.
You did 2 days.
Two days.
Hey, first of all, it's been 3 days.
Okay. Well, I'm an orange belt, so I'm not that much higher.
So you
use like a tan.
I don't have a belt.
Beige belt.
I don't.
No, he doesn't even have a belt yet.
Wow. You get a white belt after your first class.
Well,
white belt.
What martial art do you do?
Kenpo karate and a little bit of Krav Maga.
Kenpo
Jiu-Jitsu and some Bushido.
She does karate. I do Muay Thai.
Yeah.
I'm now a Muay Thai fighter.
Oh, Muay Thai. Muay Thai is a little bit different. It's a lot of kicking.
It's a lot of kicking.
See,
it'd be more similar to your Krav Maga.
No.
Krav Maga, isn't that like Russian?
No. It's what they teach the Jewish, Israeli right? armies.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. What am I deadly. Thinking?
Yeah, Krav Maga is like supposed to be really, really like deadly.
That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
I want to learn that.
I don't know. Chat will let us know. I mean, of course.
Okay, the Israeli armies, you know about the, there were some wars where they had like all of their borders, every one of their neighbors were coming to attack them. They had like 10,000 men and they held off for what, 6 months and killed like three times as many people
with
as they had.
With their bare hands.
With their bare hands.
Their bare claws?
Yeah. Well,
I'm more impressed by insane. The fact that they had bare hands.
Yeah.
I'm yeah. tired of just having these shitty little human hands. And if I had bare hands, can you imagine the things
oh,
I would
man,
do?
Oh, man, tell you. Israel.
Just genetically splice yourself with a Jewish man.
Wow. Webb, are you ready to genetically splice
you? There you go.
You still wouldn't be bare hands. No. You'd find out how non-Jewish he is.
Real quick. Son of a bitch. You mean you're not Jewish?
Okay, so...
Well, I can graphic design
let's
now.
Let's see. As you guys know... Race is not a thing we shy away from on this show, so we've
clearly
Mexican ticked off the list. We got the black racism already taken care of. We've hit the Jewish. Jews.
We're missing Asian.
We
got Russian.
We did Israelis. Russian.
Why are you pointing at me?
Israeli and Jewish is practically the same thing.
Israeli.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, you could be Israeli and not Jewish, but
That's just weird.
Then you don't live there anymore. They've kicked you
out. You can be Jewish and not be Jewish.
So as intriguing as these conversations are, we do have a podcast to run. Thank you all to our Patreon supporters. We did our monthly shout out for you guys on our last week's show. So if you're looking for it, and we also did a drawing. Congratulations to Crystal Hunt, who won herself a season pass for Fallout 4 on the Xbox. Aaron is picking the prize for this month. You got to pick it soon, brother. What are you choosing?
Oh, no. Yeah, I've been looking. I'm in between three different items. And I just got the code from Larissa to get the little discount on or whatever. So it'll be soon.
Will it be good?
Soon. Oh, it's Aaron Carter picking it. Duh.
So, man.
So, yeah. It's going to be amazing.
As you can see.
But the thing is, hold on, just real quick. The thing I'm trying to stay away from, like, the gender-specific... You know what I mean? Because I don't know who's going to win.
Yeah, I made that mistake by choosing like a console-specific thing.
See? Yeah, so it's a difficult little task, but it'll be cool. It'll be cool.
If you guys want to join our Patreon, you can look at the buttons below the screen. If you're watching it live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, there's one-time donation for Twitch alerts. That will notify us during the show. And I think if you donate over $5, it will read whatever message you have it say. Holy shit, that's scary. And then right below that, you can do the Patreon button. And then that will take you to our Patreon where you can help us meet our goals and help us further the show. We got stuff we need to pay for, people. We got bills. We got plane tickets and hotel stay for E3 we're trying to save up for.
Mouths to feed.
Chairs. If you guys want to see the chairs we're sitting on, they are still currently the ones I'm borrowing from my mom.
I don't even have a cushion.
You don't have a cushion?
I don't.
I don't have one either.
There's a chair with a cushion. You do too.
No, I don't.
What a douche.
We all have natural cushions.
I don't have a cushion.
We all have natural cushions.
Why are you using that one and not that one?
And because this is why, if you listen to the podcast, you need to tune in on Twitch so you can see Madison get up and switch chairs. All the madness. It's all nothing. We can't hide anything when the cameras are on. Speaking of which, Aaron, did you see the story of the Twitch streamer who either accidentally or intentionally flashed her cooter to her audience and got banned from Twitch?
For life?
It seems like it's for life.
Man, let her back on.
Let her back on.
Let her back on. It was one slip. It was one lip slip.
Did you say lip slip?
Yeah.
How do you do it on accident? How do you do that on
accident?
So maybe, Yo Cabando in the skirt.
Thank you. Whenever you're stretch. Playing, do you play in relaxed gear, right? Whenever you play video games for long periods of time, you're in relaxed clothing,
right?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, okay. If I'm going to be streaming on Twitch, I usually try to make sure that...
I forget sometimes. I'd be in my boxers and...
I also don't really stream on Twitch,
They can have dick holes in them, so I stand up and then
multiple.
Boom.
They probably wouldn't have even banned you if you did that.
I'm just saying.
They probably wouldn't have even banned you.
So maybe have banned Aaron, you don't think?
No, he accidentally flashed his softy.
Ah, wow. I have a belly button. Thank you so much for... Let me see if it...
What is
what
that?
What just happened?
I have no idea.
I think it read it, but we were talking. It said... Fable for life.
Wow. It's like a Miitomo text-a-chat.
Is that, Do you know Gaming Since Gaming?
Yeah, I think exactly. Someone, that was like Gaming Since Gaming's troll account is what that was. You know, speaking of Gaming Since Gaming, I did do some gaming with Gaming Since Gaming.
Awesome.
And we played Overwatch.
Ooh.
And before the show, that's why we were a little late. I wanted everybody who's on the show today to play it and give some just immediate feedback. Joel was like, great. So they're going to probably review it like they did Fable if you're only going to let them play one match.
Yeah.
So let's see. Webb, I didn't get to see you playing because I was watching a video of it with Aaron. How did you do and did you like it?
Oh, it's horrible. The studio should be shut down and it's not going anywhere. Webb. No.
There you go.
No, it was good. I liked it a lot. I was having trouble because all of you guys were watching videos, so the Wi-Fi
started chugging.
Was chugging bad, so Jesus. I'd be going, all of a sudden I'd freeze, and then it would unfreeze, and I'm like looking down here. I'm like, no, son of a bitch. But no, when it was working, I like it. It's going to be a buy for me, for
wow.
sure.
Wow, very good. Aaron, now I have to admit, sometimes you get a bad reputation because you do generally
you got that?
Genetically,
yeah, okay.
You usually only play one game. That's the biggest feedback I always get. Why does Aaron only play one game?
Nothing's as good as Smite.
Because it's I have a very high palate for video games.
Picky.
And it's not too many things that can impress me.
But to your credit, I was thinking, you know, I had a learning curve. I had a very bad games in the beginning and then eventually got better. You came right in with the cowboy character headshot. Yes. Your very first input on the game besides moving around was a headshot. I was pretty damn impressed. You actually got like 19 kills in your first game.
With the soldier, basic soldier class, just to kind of, or what was it, like Agent 37? Is that his name?
You switched between Agent Coulson 737 guy,
basically.
The generic guy.
And if you play that game. If anybody plays that game for the first, did you say that's the tutorial guy? Or
yeah, it's the guy you play in the tutorial.
Yeah, that's basic. Your learn everybody, and you know you'll pick up stuff. And it's kind of hard getting used to other characters once you go with him. You know, because I tried the samurai guy with the bow and arrow too.
Oh,
and when I couldn't run, I just felt kind of little
chuggish.
Yeah, I felt like the game's a little slower now. Mm-hmm. But it's only because I was that character.
Yeah,
but I do like the fact that you can switch and. The match, like
that's cool.
That's very cool. Like I can get a little taste of a different character, you know, every other death or whatever. Like
your
that.
First kill was with McCree, I think, the cowboy, and then you finally switched over to soldier. And you're doing really well. Madison, complete opposite. Madison has a very extensive palette. She plays a lot of different games. So when she came to this one, her first input was jumping off of a ledge.
So what does that tell us? Huh? What does that tell us, everybody? Huh? Exactly.
What did you think, Madison? No. You had a rough go.
Oh, yeah. No, I had no idea what I was doing. There was a few moments where the Wi-Fi was chuggish.
Oh.
Oh!
Now Wi-Fi. You're
playing the Wi-Fi. No, it really was, though. Everybody's it really Wi-Fi was. I am agreeing with David.
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
I have no problem.
And, like, yeah, I was seeing, like, this little icon, like, oh, hey, come to this icon and defend it. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go over there. And I start running over there. And I'm on a platform, and I see another platform right below me.
And you thought you were playing Super Mario Brothers, and you can double boost jump over there.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I wasn't going to double boost jump over there, but I didn't even think that there was... I thought there was more stuff either in between us or, like, that there wasn't anything there. I could just jump onto it, that it was right below me, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't. There was a, like, canyon right in between the platform I wanted to jump on and the platform I was on, and my jump just wasn't up to par, and so I ended up jumping right into the canyon.
I do enjoy playing the game even solo queue. However, I did get to play with a group of I think three people. It was Joel, someone else who streams on his channel named Nick, and I had a good time. It's really the fun only gets better when you're actually playing with a full squad. My favorite character is easily Reinhardt, the giant mech dude with the hammer.
Yeah.
Oh, the combos, the plays, the shields.
I was going to say, the shield looked awesome.
So overpowered. And his one-hit KO on most characters, where he boosts forward and like crushes you into a wall. It's called Pinned Kill. And amazing.
It's called Pinned Kill?
Pinned Kill. Pinned.
I heard you go, because you were playing. I couldn't see your screen. And I heard...
It's kazoo time.
Kazoo, yeah. I heard you go, oh, he's not paying attention. Thwack.
Yep.
He's, yeah.
Definitely a buy. I'm sold on it. I'm going to bang this one. Webb, you said you're going to bang it. Aaron, bang it or bang it?
I'm on the fence. On the fence. Fucking actually, I would bang it. That's a good
one. On the PC?
That's where I'm on the fence on, because...
It feels
for me, it's going to be whoever has it on the most things.
Well, that's going to be even tougher because I think everybody's going to be getting it on PC. Everything.
Yeah.
No, you don't, because he's probably getting it on Xbox, right, no. Corey?
I'm leaning towards PC only because just the brief bit I've played, I feel like I'd be way better if I had a mouse and keyboard.
Really?
Yeah, just because, especially with guys like Hanzo. With the spray and prayers, I can do okay. I had to up my sensitivity to 3/4 of a way up. And it started doing better, but with mouse and keyboard, I really feel like I can do it. But even get those Hanzo kills.
You play one game of CS:GO and you're mouse and keyboard now.
I'm mouse and keyboard. I'm pretty much mouse and keyboard now, thanks to Corsair Gaming.
Wow.
Are you getting very good at CS:GO?
No. Well, I mean, hold on. Grab that over there for me, Webb.
What did you want me to grab?
The big trophy. Right
there. Oh yeah.
See, how did you miss it?
What's this?
So. For those of you, I think I talked about it a little bit on the last show, so I'm not going to go over all the details again, but I am an esports champion for CS:GO. I won the Corsair Invitational. Listen to this noise. I like to do this.
That's
so
horrible.
Does that mean you're going to be going down to, Major League Gaming Anaheim
I'm
now?
Pretty much the Lupe Fiasco of CS:GO. So I got my one tournament. I won. I ended up, the prize was a, $700 graphics card.
Nice.
And
so then by your logic, they threw the game?
What do you mean?
I thought you believed that Lupe got the...
Aaron.
Yeah, you just caught yourself the Lupe Fiasco.
Oh, Aaron.
So there you go.
Oh, Aaron, no. You misinterpreted. Lupe Fiasco did legitimately
win. Oh, he did? He legitimately won. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just
all
like
right.
I did.
Okay.
And I'm now esports champion, and this trophy will...
For Sacramento.
For the Corsair Invitational.
Okay.
Corsair Invitational. Makes it sound way more important than it actually is.
It's pretty damn important. So I am a CS:GO champion, but I've retired.
Already?
Yeah, I don't see myself doing too many.
You're pretty young.
Yeah, you know, it's.
Did you win a lot of money?
I won about $700.
In the form of a graphics card. Retail, $599.99.
Wow. We're going to do some banging around the news.
Wow.
Almost spit my monster out. I was like, we're doing this?
Definitely some backpedaling episodes, aren't we?
Oh, man.
Which is nothing like banging around the web. This is a completely different segment. Never would I take anything from Aaron's weekend show. Aaron, you know what today is? I mean, you have to. If you've been on the internet, you know that today is...
Wednesday.
What?
It is the 4th of May.
Yeah, but you gotta say it, you know, the way that everyone else is saying it.
The 4th of May? What are you talking about? We're not
Aaron,
in Europe.
Did you see my shirt?
I can't see your shirt.
Oh, okay. Look at Webb's shirt.
Millennium Falcon? Okay, that's cool.
Oh, man.
It is May the 4th be with you day.
That didn't even sound smooth.
I don't think they even have a Star Wars shirt.
I don't either.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, actually, I don't
either. I'm wearing Adventure Time. Does that count?
Nope.
I'm wearing just a regular black t-shirt.
Unless that is them dressed as Han and Chewie. Is it?
No, just trust pounds.
So if you're listening
what's so special,
to this
though?
On the podcast, it is now Mexican Christmas, Cinco de Mayo. But yesterday was May the 4th be with you. And in honor of Star Wars, there are 49 Star Wars-related items on the PlayStation Store that are going until May 10th that are going to be super cheap. So you can get Star Wars Battlefront for $30. I still think that's about $15 too much.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
Way too much.
That half-ass game. Super Star Wars for $4.99.
What is Super Star Wars? The old Nintendo?
Super old because there's a Star Wars Racer Revenge for $5. Star Wars Bounty Hunter for $5. Mm. Star Wars Jedi Starfighter for $4. Mm. Those are just some of the highlights. A ton of Star Wars games are going to be on sale. And these include the $22.99 14-game Star Wars collection.
No Jedi Academy? No.
If you would stop cutting me off,
I'm just
Aaron,
saying.
five Jedi Knight games that the Jedi Knight games that has to include Star Wars.
Yeah, I believe Academy. So. I want to know though. Steam. But also, oh, it's on Steam.
Yeah. Okay, never mind. This next section's on Steam.
Never mind then.
Star Wars: Knights of the Old Republic for $250. Knights of the Old Republic 2 for $250.
Sith Lords was better than the first one, honestly.
Not story-wise, though.
Oh, are you kidding? Creo is awesome.
But that whole twist?
Yeah, I liked it.
The Revan twist?
Oh, I don't even remember the whole Revan twist. Oh, I just remember that, like, Creo was all helping you out, and you're all doing your stuff, and then at the end it was like, she's the Sith Lord. And
what? Spoilers. Well,
even better than that, though, these games came out like 20 years ago. In the first one, this whole game, you're trying to find Lord Revan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you hear that he's back and causing all sorts of trouble. And there's another Sith Lord out there, too, that's searching for him. And you're racing to find Revan, only to find out that you are Revan.
I don't remember finding out that I was Revan.
Yeah, you're Revan.
It's like Fight Club.
I don't remember that part.
That was the best part. I mean,
you find Revan and then you kill him. Yeah.
No, you are Revan.
No. I wasn't Revan. I freaking killed Revan because I was too.
Well, you have a dream sequence before that where you fight Revan. You think it's him, but then that's how you reveal.
I don't remember that.
Oh my gosh.
I just don't remember that.
You guys
Google it. Who is Dark Revan?
I remember Kreia being the Sith Lord, but I don't remember that I was Revan.
You know what game is amazing is the Star Wars Old Republic, the MMO game. The most recent expansions that they did make it feel like it's basically the third iteration.
I just started trying to play that game again, and no, I'm not into it.
I just deleted it off my computer.
Same here.
Yeah.
Did you guys really just high-five that?
Yes, we did.
I've been trying to get a high five from Aaron for 3 years.
I've gotten like 30 of them.
And somehow Webb's high
five. Webb's got a lot of them.
Webb and Aaron's high five ratio is like 3 times what mine is.
Well, and I just got one more.
And it was because you didn't. You kept that game? Like
which one?
The Star Wars.
Old Republic?
Yeah. Tried to, because I like Star Wars somewhat. I'm not like the giant, huge Star Wars fan. But, you know, I thought it was supposed to be a good game, but I just could not get it. It just felt...
Like, even... I was hoping, like, with free-to-play that, like, it would give me a reason to try to get back into it.
Yeah.
But even, like, they have the free-to-play in there so obtrusively that it's, like, it's not even... It's, like, I don't even want to play this game anymore because they are shoving it down my throat to have to pay to play.
Pause.
Wow. The original one, Galaxies, I didn't get to play that one. But I heard when it like first came out and they made it to where Jedis were like the rarest thing, you know, like if you wanted to be a Jedi, you had to go through like a stupid long like chain quest. And it was so rare seeing actual players that were Jedi in the game that it was just like, okay, this is more, you know, like.
That was the original Star Wars MMO, though.
Yeah, that Star Wars Galaxies,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Galaxies. A buddy of mine just recently got back into that because there's people that keep servers going.
Really?
A vanilla that. Wow. Yeah, nice. You have to download emulators and stuff to get on it. I played it for all of, like, a night.
See,
but
that's way cooler than just, like, rolling a counselor or a knight.
Yeah, like, you're automatically a Jedi, basically, whenever you play the new one.
He was on the show once, Nate. The
Nate Diaz, right?
Nate Camacho, even better. The graphic artist for independent game development in Sector.
How much does he, like, actually keep up and play that, though?
He was religious about the game. Like, every time I talked to him, it was like a second job for him. He was not having fun. And I was telling him, like, why are you playing this game? You're not having fun. He's like, yeah, but people need robots, man.
No. That's what I tell him. I'm like, no, they don't.
That's
man.
Not
how. So he built robots in the game?
He was a robot, like,
because there was a stupid amount of jobs in the vanilla one, right?
Yeah.
It was like, you can be like a cook,
it became
musician.
His second life.
It did. It was
people
really
need
like.
Robots.
It was. People need robots, man.
Now, if only if that was, you know, his real
people
job.
People need robots. That's the lowest.
That's
saddest.
Have you ever been into a game that much,
you know,
though,
what?
Aaron?
To his defense, I agree. People do need robots.
But before a game, like, to be in that, involved in a game where it's just like, if I take a day off, somebody is going to not get their robots.
Aaron, we got to save New York.
Like, no.
We got to get back in. We got to save New York.
No. They're like, no, they're not, dude. I promise you. Let go of the keyboard. They're not going to need their robots.
Oh, man. So Oculus Rift is coming to stores this weekend.
Why?
Oculus is busy taking care of Rift pre-orders, but consumers will get a chance to demo the VR technology and buy the headsets at Best Buy starting May the 6th to be with you. To try out the demo, consumers will need to book an appointment, and a lucky few will get a chance to buy one and experience it in the comfort of their own homes the first day.
Weirdest marketing tactic ever.
Very weird, yeah. And it's still $500, right?
Last I checked, it at a minimum of $500.
That's...
Nope.
Crazy. Yeah, Best Buy, can I make a reservation, please?
Yeah, just go get the Samsung until then.
It's powered by Oculus.
It's powered by Oculus.
So...
Yeah. And it's not terrible.
That's terrible. That's like saying, go buy a Ford Focus. It's powered by Corvette.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guarantee it'll get you just about the same.
And by that, I just mean they both have four wheels.
Yeah.
Did you say that because I just bought a Ford Focus?
Well, and Aaron owns a Ford Focus.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Up top.
Boom! Bullshit!
Didn't you buy a Fusion?
I have a Fusion.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is a step up.
I'm the only one over here with a Subaru.
So the Oculus Rift.
The crickets on that one.
Well, what?
If you put an Oculus Rift on your head, you could own any vehicle you want.
Right? I downloaded a car, demo
you just
thing.
You downloaded a vehicle?
A car demo for my
The Matrix.
Gear, for the VR gear.
Yeah.
And then I just threw the headphones on, and it's actually pretty cool. You
and
look around.
That's what made you want to buy a Ford Focus?
No. I bought the Focus way before I bought this VR thing. The VR is actually very cool for the phone. Like, I've been playing it crazy amount of time, more than I thought I would play it.
This does create a problem, though, being able just to go to buy one at Best Buy, because pre-order customer, you might be able to get it before someone who pre-ordered, you know? So that's unfair. If you pre-ordered it and just some bozo walks up to the store and buys it, you know, without any sort of waiting or paying money months ago. So Oculus has a solution here.
Okay.
They say, we know that many pre-order customers are still waiting for their Rift, so we're offering those customers a chance to purchase a Rift from a retail store instead. While keeping their pre-order benefits like Eve Valkyrie Founders Pack and priority status for touch pre-orders, starting May 6th, if you're interested in simply going to the store, you can get the Rift in retail and we'll cancel your pre-order and your Eve Valkyrie entitlement will appear in your order history. So, hey, there you go. Rich people problems solved.
Yeah. I like the Oculus. It is definitely a fun experience. For the price, though,
no.
It has to drop a lot. Like, we got to...
Like $100.
Even more. Definitely 50? More. It's another console, basically. But it's not a console. So, why am I paying...
Well, but when you look at it, people drop $500 plus on graphics cards all the time.
And those people are called fools.
Well, they're called PC gamers. So, they got
What's the difference?
What's Damn. The difference?
Here we go again.
Here we go.
You can reach
I'm
me
not
at,
gonna
at,
agree with that.
At White Ass.
Yeah.
But he doesn't understand the glory of PC.
It's like
But no, that is a good point because it's not just the $500 for the Oculus. Then you have to possibly buy another $500 graphics card and you have to update your PC if it's not updated. Or you already spent the money on the PC, so you've put, you know, $700 in the PC and then the $500 Oculus.
But honestly, yeah. Like you said,
the PC that's
those...
going to use an Oculus is going to be a lot more than $700.
So then, exactly.
You Why just proved my point
yeah,
for me.
You literally just proved this point.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a PC gamer, are you really using the Oculus like all the time?
Yeah, if you're going to want a PC that uses the Oculus, you'd probably want something that's up in the $1,500 at least.
And are these games going to be Oculus compatible, all your old catalog or anything like that?
I'd assume it'd be much like the way Netflix works. You know, you'll just be sitting like in a cabin.
Would I be able to play my Steam games with it?
Like, has all that stuff... Like, I watched a video on... What's the other Oculus type of headset? The Vio or the...
The Vive.
Which is too much, first of all. Because you have like four cords that come out of the top of the stupid thing. To plug into you.
So you're like in Cerebro?
They just need to plug us in like the Matrix.
Yeah, it
right
literally
it's, the brainstem.
It's too much already. And then you have to actually have space in your in your room because you're up and moving around, and you have the two controllers that, you know, kind of track your hands and everything like that. So it's like, all right, this is a lot. I know it's fun and everything like that, but you're not setting that up every single time.
Again, this is early adopters, so this is the first iteration. It just came out. It's $500. You know it's going to go down.
Yeah, it'll go down. It'll get slimmer. It'll get better and everything like that. But the early, I got to have everything right now. I mean, where's your very first iPhones that are bricks? Exactly. There you go. So wait, people. Just wait.
Wait for the iOculus 7.
I know you're smarter than that, PC players. Come on.
I'm expecting Oculus to be a major theme at E3 this year.
I'm expecting it to be something.
E3 sponsored by Oculus.
But I don't know. What's the game that would get
That's so crazy to think that Oculus has gotten that big already.
Well, what game would get you to play it? Like, I have to have this game for Oculus. And that's what's going to... What's the system seller for it? Like, Fable's a system seller for Xbox.
Oh, is it?
According to Gaming Sense Gaming.
To gaming historians.
Yeah. What about that Wander game?
Wander?
You remember the you play like a druid, there's no fighting, and then you just get to change. Remember
we covered that game. Yeah, you're just like on an island game. And you can play as any creature on the island, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like you can just be a bird or something like that. So you're, and then you're like, oh, cool, a scorpion. Let's be a scorpion for a minute.
Why? That's not a system seller.
You don't want to just be a scorpion in VR or then a bird?
No. I feel you, Madison.
What about a dolphin?
Up top, Madison.
A dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
Dolphin will sell them. You don't like dolphins?
No, I like dolphins.
That was bad. I'm sorry. Oh,
my God. You regretted that. I thought I could do it. Immediately, didn't you?
And then I was like, nope.
It came out of his throat, and he just stopped. I don't know.
Halo would be cool.
No.
Halo on the Oculus?
I guarantee you.
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
That's its system.
Oculus Minecraft, yeah.
You can try the Minecraft because they just put out Minecraft on the Sony Gear, or the VR Gear, I mean, Sony Gear. And I watched somebody play it on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
And it's cool.
I'd rather play Minecraft on the HoloLens.
I got to see how that is. That's the only one that I have not played, the HoloLens.
Nobody's played it except for developers.
Except for...
Bill Gates.
And Bill Gates.
Oh.
Bill
Gates. Because that's not really...
Is the HoloLens like the...
It's augmented reality.
It's the Microsoft. Glass?
But it's way cooler augmented than Google reality.
Glass. Yeah.
It's augmented.
It's not VR. I want to play that with Pokemon Go.
Yes.
That is...
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Pokemon Go is augmented reality. Yeah.
Yeah.
The next story we have is PlayStation bra controller allows gamers to touch boobs. So there's a video game and body project that occurred in 2013 during the Vector Game and Art Convergence in Toronto, Canada. And it's called the Itagaki interface.
It kind of reminds me of that sex suit that they developed in Japan.
Itagaki?
Itagaki. So whatever is a gaki, you got to eat it. developed by Danielle Hopkins and Kyle Duffield using their bodies as human controller. The PlayStation controllers were mapped to their chests as attendees get to play the game Dead or Alive on the PlayStation console. Have you seen the pictures of this one, though?
Because really
it started going viral.
I've seen the pictures of the bra controller.
This sounds really dumb. I'm going to play some Dead or Alive right now.
Wow.
Like, come on.
Actually, I've never wanted to play the game more.
No, literally, that's what it is. On this side, you have the triangle, X, square, circle. On this side
on your
is
left
the
boob,
D-pad.
And then on
your
right boob.
So, okay, I need to go left. Go left, damn it! Like, come on!
So,
this is marketed perfectly for, like, lonely wives. So you're like, my husband won't touch me as much as he touches The Witcher.
Triangle, triangle, triangle.
Honey, so I bought you a new controller.
Is she, like, on her... on her back while he's playing this or something?
No, she's like standing there. She's standing there like this, and he's like.
And so he has to look through her to see the game?
What do you got, Madison?
Actually, you're right. I now see the market for this because I have known some women who are very frustrated by their boyfriend's gaming habits. Hmm. And I could see them wanting to buy this as a fun thing to do with their boyfriend. Girls who don't play video games would probably like to play this more than girls that don't.
I just see Aaron, you know, if he was able to get a woman,
you don't see
she wears it, he's like, nope, Doesn't get the right feeling. Just go back to the controller.
Basically. Yeah, how can I play FPSs with this bad boy?
This is so impractical.
Yeah.
You're just going to have to find the right set of titties.
Make me a sandwich, wench. No,
I just say, take it off.
Here you go.
I'll use a controller.
Are you showing him the controller? Yeah. What do you think, Aaron? Impressions?
Hold on one second.
So Aaron is now looking at the
don't
bra
move
controller.
Sorry, I have to see. Do you have a touchscreen?
Yeah.
I gotta see this too.
It's not.
It's over here. You can check it over here too, Madison.
All that's right. Not. You should be able to put it up on the screen.
We should.
Yeah.
But
oh my future. Goodness.
It's not a. It's definitely not just something that's. It's literally just a giant gimmick.
Oh, 100%.
But, like, you can touch boobs without a controller bra, people.
Some people can't, Aaron. That's what this is for. This is for, like...
at that guy. Do you think that guy
Yeah, that
can
guy
touch
can. Yes, he can. It's probably like, not the boobs he wants to touch, but he can touch some boobs.
It's like
the
training boobs, wheels for
the
nerds.
The boobs he needs. Yeah, it's not the boobs
otherwise,
that he deserves.
A man wouldn't know how his way around that area.
That's not going to teach anybody the way around.
No, it's not.
That way
not unless they develop video games for it, too. It'd be like a rhythm game, right?
Oh, it would be like a rhythm game. Now you're thinking. And then there's a mini game where you have to unlatch the bra at the very end. That's the final boss.
It's going to be $400.
One-handed bra unlatching is like the bane of my existence.
It's going to be $400.
Bum, 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 bum.
I can totally imagine a rhythm game. It would be like bongos, like boop boop.
Now if they did Donkey,
needs to develop games.
Yeah, if they did Donkey Kong Congo or whatever,
oh, yeah.
Bongo, then there you have a game. Not,
now we're talking.
Now you're talking.
Yes.
Copyright video game bang 2016.
Exactly.
Donkey Kong Bongo Bra.
Yeah, you go.
Helping relationships.
Yeah. TM
since
everybody.
2013.
So speaking of which, we're going to move on to our next topic, which is the Call of Duty Infinite Warfare trailer that features, I think the best part of the trailer was the song.
Yeah.
The remake of Space Oddity by the late, great David Bowie. That's how you guys say his name. Aaron, you saw it and didn't seem very impressed.
Underwhelmed. Very, very underwhelmed.
And why was that?
Because it just looks like another Call of Duty. And I mean, not to be like, no, screw that. It just looks like another freaking Call of Duty. There's nothing they added that was got me like, oh my God, what, you can go to space now?
Yeah, but did you see the seamless ground to space?
Yeah, but if that's a thing in the game, then okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a...
Until I see actual gameplay.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
I'm not going to be excited.
Exactly.
Have you seen it?
It was just a generic Call of Duty trailer, and I did see it. The one thing that I saw that pretty much sums up, I think, what I think about the same trailer is I saw this tweet that said, that awkward moment. When Call of Duty has space battles and Star Wars Battlefront still doesn't.
That was a good tweet.
Yep, Webb posted that one on the VGB Facebook. The song was good though, right, Aaron? That song though.
I was more excited to see the high definition Call of Duty 4 like little teaser at the end.
That's true. When we saw Mustache Mick Mustache.
Yeah, like Soap, I think is.
Soap McTavish? I don't think that was Soap.
I don't think that was Soap, no.
The Mustache fellow. They show him at the end, like, jumping out of a plane, and me and Aaron both at the same time were like, how did they bring him back?
Like,
what? And then it was, of course, the announcement of the remake.
And the remastered.
Yes, the remastered.
Okay.
The HD remastered.
And it looks good. I mean,
I'm tired of Call of Duty.
I think the
I
world
don't even
is
play
called,
it,
tired of it.
And I'm tired of it.
It's the world. But there's always going to be kids, just like there's going to be a new Power Rangers each season. There's going to be a new Ninja Turtles that comes out. You know, there's always new kids that haven't, you know, don't know the history behind all of it. So it's new to them, and, you know, that's who they're going to sell it to. Are those diehard, you know, Call of Duty fans, or it's just Call of Duty or nothing?
I think that market is... dying.
Aaron, I'm looking at your face and I'm listening to what you're saying and I'm just so pissed off.
You
right
should
now.
Be.
Because
you
that song, though.
That song wasn't anything special, sir.
I like the song to the beginning of the Game of Thrones trailer better.
There you go.
Bum, 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 bum.
No. That's the opening credits. The trailer for the season 6 was a remake of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. That one was epic.
That was pretty epic. Has there ever been a trailer, Aaron, for you that just touched your soul because of the song that made you feel like the game was better? I can give you two examples.
Okay,
sure.
Go ahead.
Borderlands.
Yes,
the original.
100%.
Ain't no rest.
The first one. Yes, the very
first
one.
I have to agree there.
Borderlands 2. actually.
I can't remember their trailer for that, though.
It was that dubstep song.
Yeah, I don't Doomsday. Remember the trailer.
Oh, no, that didn't. No, number one was well,
number
better.
One with, that was definitely better, but Borderlands is batting 1,000 right now.
The reason why number one, and number one I distinctly remember saying, if that song, Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, is not in the actual game, I'm going to be madly disappointed.
I never got sick of it. We spent hours in the game, specifically hours in the lobbies even, and I never got bored of that song.
Yeah, that was good. Playing that was definitely good.
Starless, you are on the same wavelength as me, which is very scary. So if you hear me say Starless, it's someone in chat. You can chat with us, people. So podcast listeners, show up every once in a while. Starless said Gears of War.
The Mad World?
Yes.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah,
all
that was actually good.
Our familiar faces.
And that's because it was extremely
haunting.
The cinematic was very... Our cinematography was good with the actual song that they did. The game, I could glance over. I had my fun with it, but that trailer...
Wow, you treat it like some cheap hooker.
Well, yeah.
I had my fun with her, but then I got bored easily.
Yeah, and
kind
of to the side.
There was one game trailer I really, really liked, but I don't even remember what it was. I used to watch it over and over again, like, ages ago back on game trailers before it got defunct.
I like the Fallout 4 game trailer. I don't remember the song that was on it, but it stuck with me.
Yeah. Don't want to set the world.
New Vegas had a good one. I liked New Vegas's.
That's actually pretty good, Corey.
That was from Fallout 3. Do you remember that one, Aaron?
Yeah.
That's, again, another great one of the bus.
I thought the Vegas one was better.
Vegas did have a good trailer.
Oh, what did they use? Viva Las Vegas?
No, they used, what's his name? Oh, my God. Shoot, I'm forgetting the stupid name of the song now.
Fallout 4, The Wanderer.
Oh, yeah, that was that Fallout 4. What was Vegas? What was New Vegas's?
Chat will find out for us.
Keep going.
I'm trying to think of another time the music really just took away. Gaming Since Gaming in chat says The Flame and the Flood, 2016 game. He hates country, but the soundtrack during the trailer nailed it.
Jingle, jingle, jingle.
No.
Good Lord. Why were you so unsure of yourself?
Because I'm like,
it's the same word three times. It got less confident each one.
Nope. Because I was wrong. Jingle, jangle, jingle.
There you go. That's right. No, but it wasn't it. It was that one, Ain't That a Kick in the Head?
Oh, there you go. Sinatra.
Not Sinatra.
It's not Sinatra?
That's not Sinatra.
Perry Como?
Ain't That a Kick in the Head?
The Chubby Checker?
No.
Orange Colored Sky?
Dean Martin is his name. Oh, that's who sings that.
Dean Malenko.
That one, yes.
Man of 1,000 Notes.
Yeah. Dean Malenko.
Oh,
one of the Four Horsemen.
Blue Moon by Frank Sinatra was the debut trailer.
Yeah, no,
Goliath 1978 says GTA when they did I Ran So Far Away. That was another really good one.
For Vice City?
I think it was Vice City.
That was a good one. If that was for the Vice City, yeah. Because then they ended it with that gotta get away.
Yeah.
They cut to the black, and I was
that
was a good trailer, yeah.
Oh, man, the marriage of music and trailer is one that is rarely done right.
But it has to kind of be licensed music. Like,
yeah, no, it does.
Yeah.
Not cover, like Call of Duty just did.
Well, no, that was good, though, you take it and you put a spin on it.
Look at
good.
The three we just said. We said the Vice City. That was license.
Okay.
We said the Gears of War, again, Moby and license. And we said
Borderlands.
The Borderlands, a license track. It's all three licenses of epic music with the game.
This Bowie one, though, is the Bowie one.
They've done bad with license
Honestly,
tracks, though, too.
I thought
too,
that the fact that they used, I mean, I love David Bowie and all, but I think the fact that they used it so soon after his death and, like, to sell a game, I thought it was pretty campy.
That was a little.
Why don't you just have Prince on the Call of Duty trailer?
I honestly thought
this
fact
little
that
red Corvette
the song to sell Call
Dubs
of Duty
cry.
Games. I thought it was campy and in bad taste.
Wow,
some Doves Cry to Call of Duty. Yeah,
yeah.
This is what it sounds.
Just my frank, honest
but they,
opinion.
They've done it bad with licensed tracks and video games because what was it? Far Cry 4. The one that tried to have Childish Gambino on their...
But they had Childish Gambino actually make a song, didn't they?
No, he didn't make the song. They asked him what song would best represent their game, in his opinion. And he chose one off of his album, and it did not.
Because the internet?
It may have been royalty.
Wait, what game was this?
What was the song, though?
I've got to Google it again. But it was for Far Cry 3 or 4. I can't remember.
So I'm actually really sad that Fallout Boy still hasn't made a song for Fallout.
You know what? That pisses me off more than anything, only because I have a wallet, you know, that has Vault Boy on it doing the thumbs up. Uh-huh. Every time I pull it out at a store or something like that, the lady behind the counter whose boyfriend plays games is like, "Oh, you got the Fallout Boy on your wallet." I'm like, "No, it's Vault Boy." Yeah. Damn it, it's Vault Boy.
Yeah, no,
we're going down.
Terrible.
Right. First of all, did you know that apparently the reason why he does that thumbs up is because if you're able to tell if a nuclear explosion is too close, it shouldn't be larger than your thumb.
If it is, you're in the blast radius or the radiation. Yeah.
So that's why he does the thumbs up thing.
And he's holding his eye because he's...
Uh-huh.
I thought he was just giving us a thumbs up.
No, Aaron. He's trying to see if he's within the blast radius of whatever may be exploding in the distance.
He always is.
But yeah, I have for ages, since like Fallout New Vegas at least, I've been thinking that Fallout has to throw in an Easter egg that includes Fallout Boy.
Too easy.
In there.
Low-hanging fruit.
Right? And they still haven't. What is wrong with them?
I could talk about this forever, but we got to move on. Captain America Civil War gains an additional $23.9 million internationally.
It's probably going to be the best superhero movie in a long time, everybody.
Wait, what superhero movie is this?
Did you see the meme, though? Where they took the meme previously made of Batfleck and Superman talking in the interview, you know, the sad Affleck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. They took that and then superimposed Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, like, laughing hysterically. And then underneath it had a review from Rotten Tomatoes. It was like 99% best superhero movie of all time or something like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was great.
There's going to be a lot of quips going about how this one is going to be a success and how DC failed. The biggest pointer to this, and I could have told you a month ago that this was going to happen, was because remember when DC's putting out their Batman vs. Superman movie, the embargo wasn't but 2 days before the movie launched. They did not want people talking about it. That shows no confidence. Civil War, the embargo's been up for over a month already. They're saying, review it. Kojima-san comes out and he's like, masterpiece.
Honestly, the moment that I heard that Ben Affleck was directing and starring in the new Batman movie, I was like, that's gonna be shit.
He's a decent director. He's a good director. Batman. He's a good Batman.
He was not
as well.
A good Daredevil.
No, yeah. That was terrible. Just simply terrible. But the
I don't know.
Marvel know what they're doing.
I think that when I see Ben Affleck, I don't think Batman. I don't think superhero. I think Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck plays Ben Affleck in all Ben Affleck movies.
And for those of you counting at home, she did say Ben Affleck 7 times.
Wow.
That may have been the best movie review I've ever heard.
Ben Affleck was too Ben Affleck-y.
Ben Affleck
way
versus
too
Superman.
Ben Affleck-y.
He just Ben Affleck the whole movie.
Dawn of Ben Affleck.
Don't Ben Affleck this. Yeah. Damn it.
So you're going day one to watch it, Corey.
I mean, even in like the old movies, like with freaking Dogma, he's still Ben Affleck. He's still Ben Affleck in Dogma and Chasing Amy. He's still Ben Affleck.
If you're counting at home, kudos. If you can tell us exactly how many times we said Ben Affleck in this show, maybe there's a prize in it for you.
That would be cool.
That will, of course, require Webb to go back and confirm, but if it's correct, Ben Affleck, Ben Affleck. If you get it right, Ben Affleck, you will get a prize from the junk drawer, Ben Affleck.
It'll be a picture of Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. You were asking a question, though, Aaron.
I said you're going to go see Civil War day one.
I don't even know what day one means anymore, because it comes out Friday, but it's...
People
Everyone could see it Thursday.
Now.
Yeah.
So.
Thursday midnight?
No, not even. Like 7 o'clock on Thursday, there's showings all over the place.
But
isn't there another movie they did that with recently?
All of them. Like all the big ones.
But in New Zealand, it'll be
It was
the next day. So there you go.
Deadpool.
Deadpool did that.
Deadpool did that. Age of Ultron did that.
Age of Ultron did that. Yeah.
So Ant-Man did that.
I think I will go see it on the true day one. So I will see it Friday after work. Of course, and the movie looks amazing.
Yeah, and I've heard just good things about everybody in the movie. Like, I haven't heard any bad bad things. I mean, I think the most negative thing I've seen, and it's not really a spoiler, is the main bad guy is kind of forgettable. Like, they're like, oh, he's still here.
Or who's going to see? No one fucking goes to see Batman versus Superman for the bad guys, all right? No one's going to see Captain America versus Iron Man for the bad guys.
But
so
it's not
well
called
done,
Captain America versus Iron Man. It's called Captain America Civil War.
Did you say Captain America versus Superman?
I don't know.
You did.
Go back and
terrible.
Tell us.
You did.
Ben Affleck.
I think he really does mean to give out a prize
yeah,
for whoever counts it.
Bezzerboy69 is in the UK, and he says it's already out. His brother saw it, said it's amazing. Kevin Smith came out and said it's amazing.
Kevin Smith had Ben Affleck with him?
Yes, he did. They both said it was amazing.
Kevin Smith says everything.
He does
amazing,
say everything's though. Amazing, so that loses
especially
its weight.
Ben Affleck.
James Gunn says it's like the best one ever. Rob Layfield says it's the best one ever. Like, a lot of namers are coming out of the woodworks. And
how long is it?
Wait, are you talking to me? Oh, the movie? I don't know.
Is it not a 3-hour movie?
I hope so.
It's really hard for me when we talk about Ben Affleck not to imagine that scene from Gone Girl with his penis now.
Never seen the movie.
Yeah, now I'm definitely not going to see that.
So now we know what not to watch.
And especially when you ask questions like, how long is it?
Yeah, and then immediately say pause afterwards.
Wow.
Webb, when are you going to watch it?
What, Civil War?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Friday.
He invited himself to come see it with us. So
wow.
Looks like we're seeing it together.
Yep.
Okay.
Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie McClintock.
Wow.
Which reminds me, for those of you who have not checked out the film Lossifers.
If you don't get their green screen.
On the CW.
You have to.
So
I'll bring the green screen over so they can film something.
So for those of you listening.
You can clip it out.
And watching, if you've ever watched like TBS. When you're in the middle of watching a TV show. And what was that very bad TBS show? The Tyler Perry one.
All of them?
No, he had like a TV show on there.
Meet the something.
Meet the Browns. I don't know.
There you go. Meet the Browns sounds right. Yeah.
So like during, you'll
that
be watching.
That was what we were watching last time I was here.
Meet the Browns?
I'm pretty sure.
But you'd be watching a show and you know in the bottom right corner they pop up and they're like over-exaggerating all their movements. We want to do that during our show. So, as we're talking, the philosophers pop up. And you're saying you will commission this, Aaron?
Yeah. Okay. I have no problem with bringing the green screen over, having them do their quick little whatever they're going to do that makes them spin around in a circle, you know, and then putting it up in the middle of a show. That's no problem at all. All
right. You heard it here. And there is a crossover in the works because, Aaron, you made it known that you wanted to be on an episode of the Film Philosophers. So I asked them. I threw it on the table. And their first response was, is he okay with not cursing?
All right.
And I was like, he wrote the book on not cursing.
Okay. I don't want to know what they're going to talk about either.
You don't?
No.
See, because they're saying that they want you to watch whatever movie they're talking about.
Oh, okay, okay. No. Yeah.
They're going to send you a script?
Yeah, show. Please do. I've had people get upset whenever they're like, hey, could you watch this movie and then tell me what you think? And I do, and then I come back and I'm like, let me.
Do you watch the movie or do you go on Wikipedia and read the synopsis?
No, I watch the movie.
I would go on Wikipedia.
I watch the movie. Please, what do they want? What movie do they want? Please.
I don't know. You may have a little bit to say in it, too. Who knows?
Okay.
Right. And I think we're going to follow it up by having them on VGB 1 week, too.
That's fine. Do they do like a... I've never really listened to the show. I'm going to be honest.
Why do you want to be on it so bad?
Because it's movie. I mean, I took film classes. I mean, I've always wanted to make a motion picture. I still do, you know. But, I mean, DC, they might as well just hire me on now. What do they got to lose? But I overanalyze films like crazy. Really, really, really bad.
You overanalyze everything like
I
crazy.
I do, though, but you're supposed to.
I think it's going to be hard for us to go on their show and not take over.
No, because I can be reserved. I can play the. I've been on other people's show before, and you know, all you usually do is, I mean, you know how I figure out how to stay back is I'll get the round of applause from everybody, and then I'll be like, all right, guys.
Go out on a high note.
No, it's not going. It's like, all right, I'm taking up the show. Let me back off the spotlight real quick. This is your show. I don't want this to be the Sarah
Aaron
Carter
has this
show.
Grandiose view of himself that he's going to join. This podcast, he's going to go on the Filmlosophers, and they're going to bow on one knee and say, you know what, you should be running this thing.
And if I see an inkling of that, I'll back away. I'll just be like, you know what, guys, no. This is not my, this is your...
I should have never came.
You're the Filmlosophers. It's hard to even say your name. So yeah, I can't even, how can I take over something if I can't even say the name?
$20 says, as soon as the theme song ends, he's going to go, the thirst is, oh, shit. Or crap,
so the film is real.
The Filmlosophers are real people.
It's actually a good show. There are 9 episodes in, which, if you guys didn't know, 90% of podcasts don't make it past episode 7. So the fact that they made it past episode 7 alone tells you that they're in the top 90 percentile of all podcasts ever created. So there, that's a selling point. And I'm the producer, and it is hard for me to sit in the studio while they're talking and not interject.
Do you mute your mic?
I do.
I would have to. Yeah. I would have to mute my mic.
No, just unplug it, yeah.
I just have it muted. I don't have to unplug everything when you don't use
it. Wow.
It's like, I'm going to leave the room. I better unplug unscrew the light bulbs.
Yeah.
You just flip the switch.
You know. You unplug.
Yeah.
Damn, it really must suck to be in your house at night. Hey. Hang on, everybody. I got to screw in the light bulbs again.
Yeah.
I'm
looking forward to it now. Really looking forward. I want to know what movie they want me to watch. It better not be something stupid, like some French film or something.
It's gonna be that one where
it's gonna be that one with Ben Affleck.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to watch Ben Affleck dong.
how do you
follow up Ben Affleck dong?
Ben Affleck.
How do you segue from Ben Affleck?
How do you segue away from that?
Back to Jennifer Garner. She segued away from it, didn't she? There you go.
And it's that.
And that's
level
when I step
of,
back.
It's that.
And that's where I stay
it's,
back.
It's that level of film
it's your show
knowledge.
Right here. It's your show right there. So I stay back.
They might recant their invitation.
I think Jennifer Lopez did too. Didn't
yeah,
she?
A lot of Jennifers got away from that.
Jeffrey Aniston.
Madison was quite impressed. She seemed to...
She remembered it, yeah.
It had an impression on her.
Not quite.
She wants to let him play with the boob controllers.
He's got plenty of women who want to play the boob controllers
yeah,
with
a,
him. I'm cool.
He's a daddy
I'm
now,
cool.
Right? Yeah. I was like, I don't care. I don't care about Ben Affleck's kids. Who the hell cares about those little bastards?
Oh, probably name something weird, too, like little, Apple.
I can't
no,
stand
that's, that's Coldplay's.
I cannot
daughter.
Stand.
Oh, is it?
Coldplay. What's
Coldplay's
his name?
Daughter.
The lead singer of Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow.
Nickelback's son and Pink's
and Pepper Potts.
Yeah, Pepper Potts.
Apple.
Yeah. Oh, man. Great show.
Northwest.
Are we just saying names now?
Blue Ivy. Yeah.
Thank you guys all for listening to this week's episode of the Video Game Bang, brought to you by Corsair Gaming and Antlion Audio.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, I'm sure he has something to do with that. He uses all Corsair gaming peripherals, and that's fact. Want to let you guys know there are some big announcements coming up in VGB land this month. It's going to be a huge month for Video Game Bang. You guys don't even know. This thing, we got some news we've been sitting on for a long time, and we're just about ready to unveil it. So stick around the next couple of weeks for that. Follow us on social media at Video Game Bang on Twitter, facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang. Subscribe to us on Android. So if you have an Android device, you just go to the Play Music. That's
Google
right.
Music.
Google Music, Play yep. Music, Google Play Music. You search Video Game Space Bang. Subscribe to the podcast. You can get notifications when a new episode appear. And it's really amazing. You don't even have to download a separate app. VGB Studios is a real thing. So we do have 2 podcasts right now under our name. As we mentioned, we have Video Game Bang and the Filmlosophers. We really would just encourage you to take a listen to both of them. Try the Filmlosophers. Maybe you like it.
Maybe you like it.
Maybe you like it. It's for some people.
Way to market that.
Maybe.
Jeez. That's how I market us, too. I mean,
you might like it.
You're probably not going to like it, but you can try it. And reason why do we do this podcast, Aaron? I started thinking about it. I've been soul searching.
Well, that's one thing. It's fun. It's fun. A good therapy.
It is.
I definitely I love it for that. It's a labor of love.
It is. We I don't would make say money over and all.
Yeah, it's a labor
we
of
make
love.
Make a little bit during
I didn't
Patreon.
Know you needed therapy, Aaron.
Everybody does. Everybody needs somebody to listen once in a while.
Oh. This is we do yeah. this because we
it's
love
not
it.
Not unusual.
Not necessarily for fun all the time, even though it is fun. But you know, I was writing up like you know materials for why we do this, an about section for the new website that's coming, and it really reminded me why we do this, and it's because so few people out there actually follow the dreams of what they want to do. And it's been kind of a big part of what I've been dealing with, like, at my own job. I know Aaron has never been satisfied with his jobs because at retail.
Never.
Retail's not, unsatisfying.
Not one day have I walked home and been like, you know what? That's what I want to do.
I unpacked the rest of my life. That
this is exactly,
really well.
Yeah.
You know how many people do that, though? Every single day, millions of people never even attempt their dreams. And that's kind of what BGB is. It's a group of people in Sacramento, California, who just woke up one day and got tired of mediocrity, got tired of our 9-to-5s, and that's why we do this. So we thank everyone who listens to the show via podcast, tunes in live. It's more than just a couple guys searching for fame or, you know, being jackasses on the internet. It is really what we want to do for a living. So thank you guys so much. That's the way we end the show. Thank you, everyone, who listened. For David Webb, for Madison, for Aaron Carter, my name is Corey Vincent, and you've just been banged.